Interstates and airports are going to be packed with Memorial Day weekend travelers over the next couple days. This weekend kicks off the summer vacation season, and NPR's David Shaper is about to tell us it's going to be especially busy this year and also more expensive.
Getting on a plane this summer, you're going to have lots of company because airlines expect more Americans to fly this summer than ever before.
We're projecting that 246 million people will fly between June 1st and August 31st.
Vaughn Jennings of the industry group Airlines for America says that's a nearly 4% jump in the number of air travelers over last year and an all-time high.
We attribute this growth to the accessibility and the affordability of air travel today, as airfares continue to decline for the third consecutive year.
But airfares may not stay low for long. Rising jet fuel prices are eating into what have been record airline profits. Crude oil prices are at their highest level in 3.5 years. And that's pushing up gas prices, too, to an average of just under $3 a gallon, according to Patrick DeHaan at GasBuddy.com.
The last time we were at $3 was back in October of 2014.
DeHaan says the price at the pump is about 60 cents a gallon higher than at this time last year.
We can point the finger at OPEC, who for the last 17 months has been producing less oil to drive the price of oil up.
Still, the higher gas prices are not deterring many drivers from hitting the road.
We're predicting that there's going to be about 36.6 million cars on the road over the holiday weekend, which is up almost 5% from last year. So we're definitely going to see congestion.
Mark Burfind of the transportation analytics company INRIC says gridlock will be the worst between 3 and 7 this afternoon in most cities. But there are some people who won't be jamming the highways for a weekend getaway. 35-year-old Muhammad Akbar of Chicago is among them.
I cannot plan the vacation. I cannot afford it.
Akbar is a student who works a low-wage job to help make ends meet.
I don't have a lot of savings.
And he's not alone. According to a new survey from the personal finance site Bankrate.com, nearly 1 in 4 Americans say they cannot afford to take a vacation this summer. Bankrate's Amanda Dixon says even though the economy is growing, not all Americans are cashing in.
Wages have been stagnant for a while, and so for many Americans, they haven't gotten a raise in a long time. And so a lot of people are still living paycheck to paycheck and really may not be able to go on vacation this summer.
But for those who can, Dixon says most will spend about $1,000, and they'll likely face record congestion at airports and on the highways. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.